You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning from our Orlando affiliate, Star 94.5, Roland Martin in Orlando for the All-Star Weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, Tom. Of course, fantastic weekend hanging out with the comedy shows. But I got to give a shout-out, Tom. Ran into a couple of black female LPGA golfers. You know, in history, only five have made the tour. And I played with one on Saturday, Shasta Avery Hart, Jackson State graduate. And so she's on the Futures Tour, and I'm playing today with Ginger Howard. She's a bad sister who was making the tour. And her sister, Robbie Howard, is one of the top junior golfers. And so fantastic sisters there. So black folks doing it up. Sisters doing it up on the LPGA tour. So looking forward to it. Tom, let's deal with gas prices. In the last week, gas prices have gone up some 10 cents and people are freaking out. And you got Republican candidates who are saying President Barack Obama is to blame. So what's the real truth when it comes to these gas prices and what's going on? We turn to Washington Post economics correspondent Michael Fletcher, my homeboy. Mike, glad to have you with us. And so, Mike, everybody wants to say all these Republicans are saying it's the president's fault. But the reality is the president really does nothing when it comes to gas prices.
You got that right, Roland. It's interesting. Like every time the price go up, everyone looks at the White House and says, you know, what's the president doing? But the reality is that the gas is priced on the marketplace. 76% or so of gas, the gas price you pay at the pump, is related to crude oil prices. And the same Republicans who are saying they will lower the cost of gasoline are saying we should be bombing Iran. And Iran is the tension with Iran is the cause of this run-up in gas prices for the most part.
But
that was my question. Why does the gas price go up?
Well, I read this piece by Matthew Phillips of Business Week, and he said that also oil refinery companies have shut down a handful of large refineries rather than continue to lose money on them. So as a result, the oil companies' decisions to close refineries outside of Philadelphia and other places has played a role. For instance, the ConocoPhillips plant in Trainer, Pennsylvania, as well as one in Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania, accounted for 20% of all gasoline produced in the Northeast. And so the oil companies have a hand in this as well.
No, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. But the biggest part, again, is the crude oil prices, and no political candidates controlling that. You know, oil production has actually gone up. And I think the Republicans are going after this because they see President Obama being vulnerable here. I mean, you've heard their mantra, drill, baby, drill. And they want him to open up more public lands. They want him to open up off-sea areas on the East Coast of the United States. And he's been reluctant to do that, in a large degree. And you saw what happened in the Gulf not so long ago. So that's the big problem.
Would opening Texas. The reserves do anything? Because that's one of the things they say for the president to go and open up the oil reserves that we have.
It'll be very marginal, all of these things. And they talk about the XL pipeline that the president has pushed the decision off until after the election. You know, that would help a little bit, but all these things are very marginal. They talk about opening up drilling in Alaska, in parts of in the preserve in Alaska that's been closed off. All of these things are very incremental. Right now, the United States imports about half of its crude oil, and that's going to continue to be the case. The real game changes are conservation, more energy-efficient vehicles,
right,
and kind of alternative energy, the kind of thing that the Republicans are against.
Here's my question, Roland and Mike. Are the people that run the gas companies, are they Republicans or Tea Party members?
They are capitalists.
They are money makers. Money makers.
They don't care about any party as long as they keep making billions. And Michael, last point, 10 seconds. Taxes, a significant amount of the money you pay for gas, also is taxes.
Yeah, but 12-13% of that is your tax. And that pays for your streets and roads. And so you need those,
So people need to understand, you can try to blame the president, and it's a joke for any candidate to say, I can get gasoline below $2 a gallon. That is a flat-out lie.
Not the first lie he told.
Yeah, but it's just a flat-out lie. No president can get gas below $2.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate
job,
it.
All right, my pleasure.